Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Oh, nice one. Good job, you guys. I just quit drinking for 30 days, and today is day one of back drinking. And I'm feeling pretty good about it. We're coming to you from the American Comedy Company in Sweet Home San Diego. It's an annual event now. How many years have we done Doug Loves Movies on the night before Thanksgiving? Does anybody know? Somebody guessed 15. So that's a high person. Somebody said five? That's the number? Five times? Before that, I used to do a stand-up show before Thanksgiving. It's just a fun time to be in downtown San Diego the night before Thanksgiving. It's Wednesday, November 23rd, and I'd like to see some jive-ass name tags. Get it? Instead of saying turkey, I said jive ass. 28 Danes later. I like it. The Sam Lot. Sleep Jess in Seattle. Sam and Jess, number one and two online tonight outside the club. So congratulations for them, to them. What is that your initials all lit up? MKE? Oh, it just says Mike? And how is that movie related? To just have your name Mike in white lights?
Light Mike.
Oh, Light Mike?
It's a little Bow Wow.
It's a little Bow Wow. Wait, but it just says Mike. Where's the like part?
Like
oh, you wrote like in a not illuminated area. There's another sign back there. There's a couple of them have lights all around them, but the lights don't light up what's in the middle, so I still can't see what's going on with your poster. We have a Passion of the who? Krista? Passion of the Krista? Oh, I would not like to see you crucified. even though it is the holiday season. Empire Strikes who? Matt? Empire Strikes Matt? Okay. And you got Sam Levine on there. He's not here today. What's this Planes, Trains, and Automobiles thing about?
Pains, Gains, and
Donnie-mobiles. Pain? What? Pains, Gains, and Donnie-mobiles? You are super counting on Mark Wahlberg to be here. Sorry about that. That should be a new part of the show. I list off people who are not here. We narrow it down. But I think for the first time, and thanks for bringing the name tags and thanks for bringing up the house lights, I think for the first time in the history of doing this in San Diego, we have four guests here tonight. But first, listen to this boring shit. Doug plugs. Listen to these cities you guys aren't in for shows that are coming up that you don't care about. New York City, I'll see you this Sunday for Doug Loves Movies. We added the show on Sunday because Monday's 12 Guests of Christmas is sold out. Gramercy Theater, 8 o'clock Sunday. Also good guests on that show. So for the listeners of this podcast, you've got about 14 to 20, somewhere in that range, 14 to 19 great guests on Sunday and Monday. San Antonio, I'm doing Doug Loves Movies on December 3rd at 4:20. Austin, Texas, December 12th. That's at nighttime. And don't forget, my annual holiday taint shows in California, right here in Cali. Stand up December 27th at the Irvine Improv and December 29th at the Punchline in Sacramento. Plus, can't get enough of you guys. Doug Loves Movies returns to the American Comedy Company right here like a month from now, Monday, December 26th, day after Christmas. And I think you guys that are here tonight are the first ones to know that it's on sale. And I think you can also buy tickets on your way out tonight if you're super into planning ahead. Who's got plans for Monday, December 26th?
I do.
I expect to see all the same faces. I expect to get high with you outside after the show. And then you forget you bought tickets and you buy a couple more online. And this place is even more empty next time.
I bought four seats. It's a good cause.
For more info on those shows and many more, lots of shows always coming up, go to DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. Doug Loves Movies, the show that becomes increasingly more fun to be at than to listen to. From the corrections department, oh boy, did anybody listen to the show we recorded yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay, so these won't be spoilers for you guys. Everybody else is going to be like, haven't even heard this yet. Steve Zahn is in Happy, Texas, not Paris, Texas. Paris, Texas, of course, stars Harry Dean, Last Man Stanton. And Jason Schwartzman was not in Loser. That was Jason Biggs. To what my opinion is more of a loser. Now it's time for between Jason Schwartzman and Jason Biggs, I mean, seriously. One of them's awesome and the other one is Jason Biggs. Goddamn pie fucker. No, Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. I, Doug Benson, tweeted this. If there isn't someone spinning records under the name DJ Fantastic Beats and where to find them, there should be. This has been Tweet Relief, Just Kidding Rowling Edition. JK Rowling. Okay, so the prize bag, my four guests are such conscientious prize bingers. You're going to get three amazing things from them plus one other thing. But I brought a, what do you call these things? It's like a water bag, a water bottle, but it's like a bag. I don't know. But it says sausage party on it, and it's got a sausage party face on it. And I guess you go hiking with it on your belt or something. You drink from it. It gets better. A really cool Transformers / soccer jersey, I guess. Like, this part up here is real rubbery feeling. Here, feel how rubbery that is. Feel the top part, it's all rubbery. Yeah, they confirmed it, it's rubbery. And a Peacemaker pipe that's only been used once. And all this stuff is in a beautiful Ash versus Evil Dead bag. Might be one of the last ones I have. And let's get my guests out here. I'm so excited that these four folks are here in San Diego with us tonight, the night before Thanksgiving. I guess none of them have families. Please give a big, warm welcome to Sean Jordan, Amy Miller, Sean Sakamai, and Jeff Tate.
You okay, Jeff?
I dropped my water.
You got
He's
it,
had
though?
A hard night.
Yeah, I found it. I got it. It's right here, everybody. Right?
Let's meet everybody individually. And this is the first time they've probably ever had five mics on this stage, so hopefully we won't get a lot of feedback. We won't be hearing the mics saying, "This show is boring." Oh, there it is right away.
That was the sixth guest.
You
feedback.
Joker.
That was like in a movie, whenever somebody's nervous to make a speech into a microphone in a movie or TV show, the microphone feeds back like it senses nervousness. It's like the mic's either going to work or it's going to not. That's up to the nerds working the microphone, not the person speaking into it. Let's meet Amy Miller, everybody.
Oh!
Let's meet the Miller.
So majestic. This stage is so dope.
Yeah.
I've never been to this comedy club before.
It's a very nice room.
I would love
a basement room. Comedians,
to work here. I'll wash
comedians
dishes.
Comedians love a basement.
I'll shine this eagle. I'll do anything. I can tell jokes. It's so great. It's like San Diego came to life. It's just like patriotism and candles.
Do you want to freak out a little bit?
I am freaking out a little bit.
Turn around and look at the eagle and see how it's still lit even though you're sitting right in front of it. Like it's impossible to cast a shadow on the eagle.
You should never cast a shadow on America,
Doug. No, don't do it. It's bad for America.
I love it. It's so beautiful in here.
Yeah, I wish that eagle didn't have to die to be here, but I love the American Comedy Company, and thank you, Amy, for being here.
Thank you.
And, Woo! Portland, Oregon comedy phenom, now Los Angeles comedy tornado.
That's true. I'm a monsoon of Glendale.
So you having fun in SoCal?
Yeah, Yeah, it's going good so far.
Right?
Yeah.
Winter's not bad.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I swim and cry.
That's the thing about California, there's plenty of activities.
Yeah, hike, walk dogs.
Jeff laughed louder than anybody in the room, and he moved the microphone away from his face. Not fair. Let's say hello to a... is benefactor the right word? I don't know. Sean Sakamai is here. Let's hear it for him.
Hi.
He became a member of the Douglas Movies family when he donated way too much to Smile Train, the great charity that fixes third world nation children's cleft palates, cleft lips. He donated way too much money to be a guest on Douglas Movies and has been a recurring guest ever since. That's how good he is.
I'd be grateful more
than
anything.
That's how grateful
really.
He is. Yeah. He pays to be on the show. The money doesn't go to charity anymore. It goes right in my pocket.
Green one way or the other.
It was like I was on a Halloween ride for a second.
Well, I just wanted everybody to know why I usually pull the mic away.
Yeah. No, yeah, you really, you blew the sidekick audition in two different ways. Does this guy either not laugh or laugh too loud? Is there no happy medium?
Oh, man, I never know when it's the sidekick audition until I fuck it up.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I just, could we get Jeff's organ in here? Because he looks like he's going to play some blind music.
Should we put a fence up so it's like Roadhouse and you're the blind guy?
Yeah, man. Listen, I know I've been to San Diego before and you guys are all like cool surfer dudes. So I figured I'd put my shades on too.
Girls don't surf all of a sudden, Jeff?
Yeah, they can't hear it on the podcast, but it's definitely full of cool surfer dudes in here. That's all I see.
Everybody's doing the shaka.
The
Everybody's
coolest.
Hands are moving.
Real quick, let me give you guys a surf report for tomorrow. You're going to need to wear a full suit.
Jeff hung out in a different green room tonight. Right under that wave, bruh. It's called the green room. If you surfed, you'd do that.
Yeah, okay.
We got two Seans on this stage. That's Sean Jordan, everybody, talking to Jeff. Sean Jordan, Sean Sakamai. I say we call it Sean Diego for just tonight.
Yes!
There's a good Sean and a Sean that paid to be on this show, so.
You both paid.
I had to pay in a car ride with Amy Miller.
I was joking about, yeah. What does she listen to in the car? Does she play music?
Me. Just talk about life.
Just you talking about
shit? We had a good conversation.
We're real friends, not just comics.
We saw
sounds like you both paid to be here.
Put your shades back on.
Yeah, the shades are off on Jeff Tate, everybody.
What's happening, dude?
Congratulations on being the new paper towel guy.
It's
Is it Brawny or Bounty? I get them confused.
It's Brawny. Because I'm Brawny.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Is this my part of the show? Why'd you... like, everybody just stopped...
I think you look kind of downy, too.
Oh no, you mean downsy.
Yeah, not downsy, downsy.
Oh, no, I said
Whoa, I don't think anybody thought that, Doug.
That's astonishing.
I think they did. Everybody groaned. That's why everybody groaned.
That's astonishing that you guys thought that I meant
that. It's real.
That's not even
you. What did you think all the groaning was for, Jeff?
Now I feel like an asshole.
You're I thought a pussy. That.
Go ahead, Jeff.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you got to learn to read the crowd.
I didn't mean that, seriously.
No, but everybody went and took it that way. That's the fun of communication.
I think you're Charmin. So Charmin, this guy.
I can fix this. You're super AIDS-y tonight. What'd you bring for the prize bag, and could you put it in a contamination-free bag.
I got snickerdoodle cookies from 7-Eleven.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Pass those down. And an office Christmas party shirt.
Nice.
From the upcoming movie, Office Christmas Party.
Nice. When did you get that?
I got it yesterday.
How?
At an office Christmas party.
Are no, you in I the just, movie?
That lady from Paramount had a few, and she was like, "Do you want one?" And I said yes. And then I gave it here because she handed me a large.
She didn't recognize all your bounty.
I get it. I get it now. I said it wrong.
Sean, what'd you bring for the bag?
Well, I didn't...
Sean Jordan, I should use last names.
Sure.
We got a two Sean situation.
I honestly wasn't expecting to be on the show, so I just came down to chill, so I didn't have too much
Sad.
Time to buy. I brought a bunch of Sour Patch Kids, and you're goddamn right. You're goddamn right.
So far, this is exactly what you gave the last time I was on the show with you.
You didn't know that I brought red, white, and blue glasses for the bar, so I brought those because those are all back there. And also some chocolate-covered cherries. So, you know, that's what I got. I apologize. It's not the
You
best.
Just did a joke about a thing in the room that the listeners don't get and the audience can't see. That's the most limited look at that joke there was.
Yeah, take your day out on me. Take your day out on me. If that makes you feel better, Jeff, I can handle it, because we're good friends. There's a
Maybe.
Reason we have each other's
names. I don't like this energy.
We might have to rearrange the seating. Amy?
Well, I know the holidays can be a very hard time for everybody, so I have a holiday loneliness starter kit. Number one is a back scratcher because your shit itches and there's nobody there to scratch it. Okay? That's nice. That's nice. I got...
Are there any loners with name tags here tonight? Okay, good.
When I say my shit itches, I'm not talking about my back.
You can use
you
this
scratcher...
You can
reach the other spots, probably.
...on other areas. They call it a back scratcher, but you can use it for balls. Yoda Christmas
When fingers
lights.
Just won't get it done, here's a wooden stick.
A string of Yoda Christmas
oh,
lights.
Oh, those are awesome.
Woo! He's dressed as Santa. Why? Why does he need that big red coat? He's already got magical powers. And then...
Just don't tell Yoda you're going to try to put those lights up.
There are... There are no lights. This is just some oven roasted turkey breast. If you get hungry, I got you. And you
That's
can
the perfect
give...
loner snack, something that'll make you sleepy.
Tryptophan, dog. Fall asleep scratching yourself. You want those, don't
those
you?
Those Yodas are lights. You just said they're not lights.
No, they are lights.
That's a terrific, that's a wonderful gift bag. Probably the best we've ever gotten. Sean, you can just pass that stuff over. We don't have to talk about it. What do you got?
Let's see, I got a freezable water bottle from the Venetian in Las Vegas.
Whoa, that is pretty.
Right? You got that at Lipsticks where you go see
It's
female
filled
comedians.
With anal beads.
Spoiler.
Doug knew just what to do with them.
I also got a picture frame from the same place.
Well, picture frame? Give
from
me that.
From the Venetian?
I went and saw Garfunkel
and I was in
Vegas.
What a practical item for right. somebody to win tonight.
Is that price tag
Whatever
on that?
Whatever picture you put inside of it, people are going to, you know, you're going to... Oh, it says the Palazzo on the frame.
Ooh, it's so fancy.
That's not fancy.
Beautiful.
That's tacky as
yes,
fuck.
Yeah, that's why I want to get rid of it. There's a bottle opener.
Does it say Palazzo on it?
Did
nope,
you just go to Las Vegas recently?
Yeah.
This is a beer koozie that's a football.
Pac-12 Network beer koozie.
Yeah. A pig died to make that.
And then a DVD copy of a movie I loved, 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yay, 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah. And All in a Bag.
All in a Bag.
All in a Bag.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing it in a bag. Hit fix, it says on it.
Yeah, something I got for seeing Star Wars, like a screening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What was the last movie you saw, Sean Sakamai?
Like Fantastic Beasts in the theater, but most recently was an Asian horror movie called The Wailing.
Nobody what if that had? Was all one title? Just one really weird movie.
I think it was the original.
The Wailing?
The Wailing, yeah. It's a long, it's like 2.5 hours.
Are there whales in it?
No. W-A-I-L.
Oh.
Yeah.
So people sob wildly?
A lot, actually, yeah.
It's a lot good. Of wailing.
It's about like possession, like demonic possession. Oh. It's really, really good, though. Tense, real tense.
How can people see it?
iTunes. That's where I saw it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really good.
Sounds like a holiday treat.
You know, when you're done talking politics with your family, something to lighten the mood?
Yeah.
Asian
I like
horror.
It. I like it. Amy?
Yes, Doug?
Same question. Where is Aleppo?
What Aleppo? I saw Doctor Strange most recently, and it was pretty good. I'm just now getting into marijuana, 35 years old. Thank you so much. So I ate like a little bit of a pumpkin-shaped gummy situation, and then...
And then watched Doctor Strange?
Yeah, the visuals were great. There were really awesome commenters in the theater that were my favorite part of everything. It's like, there was just a, like, there, I don't know, that movie's not written that well, really. There are just weird moments where someone's like, you can't change a river, and then someone be like, that's true! And I couldn't...
Speak on it.
And then, you know, there's just a bunch of jokers. Like, there was a, you know, when he freezes time or whatever, and someone's like, mannequin challenge! I was dying. I mean, I think we should give hecklers a chance.
Heckler lives matter. I don't know, though, because that's the problem is, like, sometimes, like, sounds like they were consistent at that showing, but, like, sometimes when a guy yells something out and gets a laugh, then it becomes like, now I'm the yelling stuff out guy.
Yeah,
and
he's just
none of the other things they say
point,
get
yeah.
a laugh. It's just like, oh, no, this is just going to keep going. Yeah, you are strange. And that's while watching Hacksaw Ridge. Are there any hacksaws in Hacksaw Ridge?
Hacksaw that... Jim Duggan. He was a key grip on it.
Of course he would be the key grip.
You guys like PA stuff out there? PA work? Sure. Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Key grip.
What was the last movie you saw, Sean Jay?
It was Fantastic Beasts. It was the same. And I saw Doctor Strange the
day before. Where did you
find
them?
I found them at the Americana in Glendale, California.
Oh.
And they were fantastic, I'll tell you what. They wouldn't let me bring my coffee in, though, so I pitched a little hissy fit and then, you know, slammed my coffee. So I was very alert for the
you've
whole
never,
movie.
You've never before encountered the no outside beverages rule movie theater?
They always let it ride. Two 35-year-olds going into a movie at like 11 in the morning on a Wednesday with coffee. I've never had somebody be like,
wait a second, so you're saying children shouldn't be allowed, but a 35-year-old?
When did I say kids shouldn't be allowed?
Well, 35 was an important number to you.
You were qualifying the age as being part of it.
I'm just saying, like, me and my 35-year-old friend went in with coffee.
Who was that?
So they've got 70 years of ignoring rules behavior between them.
His name's Mike Coletta. He's going to be excited that I said that.
You buy a cool-ass denim jacket.
And I didn't have to buy one. That, I was born with one.
Then you open that side pocket and you put your coffee in there.
You put it in there and you
walk
use
like
your
a
elbow
gentleman.
To kind of hold it gently and you cruise on in. And you know that it's going to be a problem before you even try.
Doug, you know he walked in apologizing yes. before they knew anything.
He walked up and said,
coffee okay?
I apologize
cool?
for bringing
cool?
in this coffee.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
If I put
sorry.
The coffee in the pocket of my jacket, then I wouldn't have had room for the liquor that we drank during the whole movie. At 11 in the morning with all
oh,
the
oh, well, you know, if you're trying to do the coffee thing to distract from the liquor, then I understand. But it sounds like you could have got the coffee in as well.
I didn't have pants
that
on
That is
either.
Also, I do that when I go through TSA. If I got a bunch of weed in my backpack, I'll leave a bottle of water, and they'll be like, it's the water. I'll be like,
I'm the same way, but I for every bud I have, I make sure I have a severed body part.
Right? It really distracts
really
them.
Takes them off the scent.
They don't even have college
what
degrees.
What did this person just order in the front row? Don't you know I'm high? What kind
oh
of fucking crazy-ass parfait?
It's an ice cream sundae. You're so
what
cute.
What is that?
It's a mudslide.
What's it called? A mudslide? Oh.
There's booze
it's
in there?
It's alcoholic. Don't worry. Don't
Five
worry.
Mudslides, everybody. Bring them to the stage. That's delicious.
Throw it at him. Throw it at Doug.
What kind of booze do they put in a mudslide?
Kahlua vodka.
Kahlua vodka.
And ice cream from the looks of it.
Yeah.
I feel like that would cause a mudslide in my pants.
We're just going to talk about shitting our pants? All right, fine.
I don't know. I'm not like a shit comic. I just brought it up.
Yeah. No reason to bring up shit unless it's pertinent.
With a mudslide in the front row.
Where are we?
San Diego.
Who's next to tell me the last movie they saw?
It's me.
Oh, here we go. Oh, I already know, unless you saw something today.
I did not see something today. And so, I was going to say the movie I saw before the last...
Yesterday, you were getting high all day.
All day.
Yeah. Professionally.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the first part was on brand. The last movie I saw before Office Christmas Party was Green Room.
Yeah.
And that movie is awesome.
It's intense.
Very intense.
Yeah, very scary.
Takes place over one night, just like Office Christmas Party.
Were you sad about Anton Yelchin having passed away recently?
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Because I also just saw that Odd Thomas movie he did, which he was really good in.
He's really good in everything he's been
in.
Yeah,
he's
everything
great.
Everything he was in. It was really sad that a vehicle crushed him. But I guess it got recalled, that vehicle.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, what? Oh, God damn it.
All right, right?
Trying to find something.
Why couldn't he just crush some nobody loser?
Yeah.
Why couldn't it crush somebody with talent?
Why couldn't it crush a guy? I always get confused with Anton Yelchin.
Who's that?
I don't know. I thought that there was two Anton Yelchins for a while. And I'll never know who the other one is.
Well, you might know who the other one is.
The next time he makes a movie.
Are you thinking of Emil Hirsch?
Are we talking about Alpha Dog now?
Are you thinking of Shia LaBeouf?
I might be thinking of Emil Hirsch.
Emil Hirsch is good. I'd be sad if he got crushed.
Well, how in the world could you mix those
I
two
forgot
up?
That this was about crushing them. I got sidetracked. I mean, I don't want any of them to be
dead.
Do you
prefer smushed?
I smushed that crowd last night, Doug. Smushed them good.
I just ordered a mud smush for the front row.
It was
that was gross. You're right. You're right. You nailed it.
God damn it, I don't want a software update. Thank you very much.
Your Galaxy is trying to update?
I just hate that. Remind me later is the only option. Remind me never. Your updates are bullshit. They just change everything for no good reason.
Have you ever gotten
It's like if you came home to your apartment and everything was in a different spot. Oh, we gave you an apartment update.
But like a more efficient spot.
If your apartment
it's not necessarily more efficient. It's their version of more efficient. I like paperwork everywhere.
You are 100.
It's not. It's not more efficient if you spend 20 minutes looking for something.
Right?
You do it every time. Yeah,
I know where shit is.
I didn't get on Instagram for 6 months because they changed what it looked like on my phone, and I just didn't know what that app was.
Guess I lost it.
Yeah.
That company went under, I guess.
We'll be back with more stupid confessions.
I got lots of them for after the break.
Oh, okay. But this is the part of the show where Bert can turn it off because I'm going to say, let the games begin.
Step out of the shadows.
We got lots of great name tags to choose from, so go pick who you want to play for. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Squarespace. Whether you need a landing page, a beautiful gallery, a professional blog, or an online store, it's all included with your Squarespace website. It's so damn easy, you guys. Creating your website with Squarespace is a simple, intuitive process. You can add and arrange your content and features with the click of a mouse. You get a free custom domain because Squarespace makes adding a domain to your site simple. If you sign up for a year, you'll receive a custom domain for free for a year. Beautiful templates. Design a best-in-class online store with Squarespace's award-winning templates, customizable settings, and more, all without a single plugin. It's also got seamless commerce tools. From nationally recognized brands to your favorite local shops, Squarespace is trusted by hundreds of thousands of savvy shop owners around the world, including all the tools you need to track inventory, process orders, and send custom emails in one intuitive interface. Squarespace Commerce allows you to understand every aspect of your business. And don't forget the customer support. Oh my God, the customer support. Squarespace offers 24/7 customer support. Every member of the customer care team is an experienced Squarespace user working in a Squarespace office. No matter how technical your problem or trivial seeming your question, one of their team is always online to assist you. Start your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter the offer code Doug, D-O-U-G, to get 10% off your first purchase. Squarespace, set your website apart.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back. Great job, everybody. Woo. Lots of good name tags. But let's start with Sean S. Sean S.
I have 28 Danes later instead of 28 days later. And there's a nice picture of Doug Benson right there holding up a bong.
Yeah.
And smoking a joint.
Holding up a bong. That's from the artwork for the Chronicon movie filmed here in San Diego.
Sure is.
And in this club. And 28 Danes later. Good job, Dane. Where's Dane at? Oh, there you are. I knew you were close by, but not that close. Hey, Amy.
Hey, Doug.
What do you got?
I walked so far.
You really worked the room.
I was looking for a cross-section of religious or Christmas theme and snacks. And the Passion of the Krista really got me.
Yeah, I didn't even notice when we were talking about it earlier that she's got some Cheetos on there.
Are these pot leaves?
Jesus loved Cheetos, especially
they're
when he was on the cross.
Doug?
They're not pot leaves. They're just they're
well,
fake.
Well, they're supposed to be if you're a crafter. Passion of the Krista.
Yeah. And what are the other snacks on there? Were there specific snacks that drew you to
you
it?
You can change the lighting settings. You got bottle caps, Cracker Jacks, and Cheetos
Ooh,
Crunchy.
Oh, I like bottle caps. Did you hear me say I like bottle caps? I'm going to murder you.
That wasn't what I expected to hear after. Did you hear me say I like bottle caps?
Oh, did you hear I like bottle caps? God damn it! Yeah, you know, I don't eat sugar anymore, but I do love bottle caps.
Plus whatever's inside the Cracker Jack box, that's bonus.
I like Cracker Jacks, and I'll eat the prize as well. It's all delicious.
Sometimes you eat the prize.
Sometimes the prize eats you. Eats you. Sam Elliott stopped by.
Pretty good.
Yeah, Sean Jay. What do you got? You love this movie.
I do love this movie. I love
He loves Love
comedies.
Actually.
I love Love Actually, so I picked Love Ashley. And it's got Christmas lights on it. I love
You don't
the
have
holidays.
To pronounce it like that. It's not Love Ashley.
Ashually, you spelled your name weird. I thought your name was pronounced Ashually, but you spelled it like the common Ashley, which I knew a ton of in South Dakota. Ashually, I thought was a San Diego native name. Anyway, yeah, Love Ashley.
Can I have those lights when you're done with this?
Stop.
What? I'll put them up at my house for you to house sit and feel some Christmas cheer.
How about that back scratch instead? Because I have nobody. It's not funny. You're right. It's not
this,
fucking funny.
Is this the kind of banter that took you all the way from Los Angeles to San Diego?
We mostly talked about how cool you were. Yeah, we got here.
That could take a while.
Keyword.
That
keyword
could take all
word.
3 hours.
God, you're a prick. Kidding, you're amazing.
Hey, listen,
amazing.
Though. Stop. The lights on that sign are great, but Snoopy needs his doghouse decorations back. Jeff, what do you got?
I play for Julia, the Julia of the Nile.
Oh. Is your face on there?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you picked it.
Yep, I'm the Danny DeVito guy.
Oh. Let's reboot that shit.
Yeah, me and you?
Yeah.
And Julia, I probably shouldn't say her whole name. I don't know if that's cool.
We should get a tough girl to play the Michael Douglas part. And I there you go. Amy can play Michael Douglas. And
listen
I'll,
to that throat cancer.
And I'll play Kathleen Turner.
Doug, I'm pretty sure my voice is closer to Kathleen Turner's voice already.
It is. It is, but you know, as an actor, I like to do roles that scare me.
Okay, that's fair.
I like
and I'll
to
be
try
Danny
to stretch.
DeVito. I'll do it dwarf style.
Yeah.
Like I just put shoes on my knees.
It doesn't always have to be a really short guy just because Danny DeVito played it originally.
Doug, I like to make strong choices with my acting, and I choose to dwarf style this one.
The strongest choice you've made before is to not act in anything.
I was in a movie. It played
yeah, we talked about it
game.
Last night.
Speaking of horror, what? I saw you in my first scary role this Halloween.
What?
I watched The Willies.
The Willies. Who's seen
Has
The Willies?
Has anyone seen that?
Nobody.
Oh, it's a horror anthology for children.
It's not for children.
Well, kind of.
It has a child in it.
It's very scary, but...
She showed
it to a bunch of kids.
Watch it.
My boyfriend's a kid, so he was scared
okay.
enough.
Like
anyway,
nine.
Great job, Doug.
Oh, thank you very much. There's a brief sequence early on where I'm a monster zombie thing that gets his arm torn off.
Yes.
But look at me, I'm good.
I was wondering.
We totally, reattached it.
I never noticed Doug didn't have an arm.
Thanks to our longtime sponsor, Squarespace, for sponsoring us long time. Squarespace came to me and said, me sponsor you long time. And I was like, oh, me so sponsory. Let's start with Jason and Deb's IMDb game. case any of you are not familiar, it could happen. We have multiple games on the show now. Have you played this one before, Sean?
Nope, yeah. But I've heard it. Oh, that's Sean.
Oh, shit.
Were you looking at me?
Wrong Sean.
Yeah.
That's what we'll call you from now on, Sean and Wrong Sean.
My parents beat you to that 35 years ago.
No, no, you're the right Sean.
Aww. I don't agree with that.
Stick up for me, right, Sean? You're so cool with not being Wrong Sean anymore that you didn't stick up for me. I thought we had each other's back.
I got it. I figured it out. Right Sean and Sour Patch Sean. You like that?
Yeah, I'm into that.
It's not insulting.
Sure. No, I'm super into that. You guys didn't seem that into that.
I was talking to a girl who went out with you for a while. She said that was a real sour patch in her life.
I know her.
I guess I don't have feelings anymore, do I? I'm just a puppet up here on the stage. Yeah, let's play the game, whatever. I've played it before.
Honey, I got a wax today. I hope you like my sour patch.
I mean, I could reference the ICP show that I paid my own money to go to in high school where they talk about, you know, the pats of puss with patch. Nobody wanted to hear it.
Can I borrow that back scratcher? It reminds me of my ex-wife, right? She's a wooden hand. She's mean. I was trying to help Sean feel better about that.
That was so weird to say back, because the back, scratching your back is nice. That,
right?
So
that
nice.
Hand, it's like a wooden hand that's like that's not real.
You're right next to me. You could scratch my back with your real hand right now if you wanted to.
Yeah, but I'm not going to.
Is that why you broke up with her? The wooden hand was giving you too many splinters?
We broke up because it wasn't giving me enough splinters.
Oh, okay.
It had been a while since I'd gotten any splinters, Doug. Do you get it?
Yep.
You weren't fucking?
Like a mudslide. You weren't mudsliding around.
Donnie. Here's how this game works.
Everyone's hurting tonight up here.
You buzz in.
I feel great.
You buzz in with your own name when you think you know what actor or actress I'm talking about. I'm going to list their top four credits on IMDb under the, you know, at the top of the page it says best known for, and there's a weird metric that determines their top four. And whoever buzzes in and gets the right answer gets to guess the remaining titles in their top four for bonus points. But when you buzz in, you gotta be cautious, because if you buzz in and get it wrong, that's -1 point.
Okay,
got you got
it.
This, Sean. You got this, Sean J.
I thought it was Sour Patch Sean, but yeah, it
does. He really wants it to happen.
I'm into it.
Okay, SPS.
That's even danker. That's like, that could be an Instagram handle before the night's over. It's that app that you forgot about, Instagram.
An Instagram handle.
I'm not on Instagram anymore, as far as I know. It was a callback.
You gotta put some minutes on your jitterbug, dude. Then you'll have that fucking... And the apple right there. Are you still looking at me?
Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Born on a green light, dog.
All right. Here goes the first. First set of four. Who's best known for... Oh, and this probably goes without saying, but it's just between the people on stage. I'm just saying, a lot of you might get some of this stuff quicker. Don't show off. Not even in a whispery way. Sometimes you get people to whisper, I go, what's the point of that? Unforgiven.
We all still heard you.
You had to whisper loud enough to be heard. Okay, here we go.
I am ready, yes.
All right, disregard Unforgiven. I mean, it's a good movie, but... Whose top four starts with West Side Story?
I
Rita Moreno. Amy.
You got it.
Amy Miller.
Thank you, because there's so many Amys up here.
It's for the brand, Doug.
Now, are you sure you don't want to hear a second title before jumping in? Because there's a lot of people in West Side Story.
I know. No, I just want people to know that I know that Rita Moreno was in there.
Okay, so that's your guess?
Yeah.
Incorrect. I know, stop. Right? I
tried she to made her choice.
I tried to stop her. Tried to stop her. Gentlemen. Amy's got to sit the rest of this one out.
I do?
Yeah.
I thought I just had negative one.
You can only guess once.
Yeah, but you can only guess once
okay.
per round.
That's fine.
You're going to know it probably after the second title. Maybe not.
Are there crickets
before
in here?
Three of us, I'm sure.
No, they're cleaning up.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. It's a big day tomorrow. People want to get out of here early, so they're cleaning the club during the show.
A lot of comedy clubs feed the homeless on Thanksgiving. Very generous.
Yeah, no,
industry.
Not this one. They're going to lock the doors, and they even hire a guy to kick people that come around looking hungry.
What if somebody was homeless because they went to so many good meals and they were never hungry? They just paid all their... No? All right, West Side Story is the first one.
The second title is Rebel Without a Cause. What? The third title is The Searchers. And the fourth title is Splendor in the Grass. You know what I always say? Splendor in the grass, ass, or cash?
I don't pick up hitchhikers.
No one splendors for free. No guesses, fellas?
No.
All right, the correct answer there is Natalie Wood.
Oh, Natalie Wood.
Yeah.
You could have named every movie ever made, and I wouldn't have gotten Natalie Wood.
If you had gotten down to how she died, I would have been able to guess it.
Oh. Fell off a boat. Christopher Walken was there.
Jeff.
Yeah?
What's your answer, Jeff?
Jeff Tate.
What's your answer?
Natalie Wood.
That's correct.
I should have waited because I'm the only one that's seen that movie a trillion times.
I tried to tell you to wait.
I don't listen to you.
Yeah. All right, so Jeff and Sean are all tied with zero.
Dead heat.
And Amy's trailing with negative one.
A real barn burner on our
hands. And that's okay.
All right, here's the first title in the next group of four. We're playing three rounds of this, and I also got a tiebreaker ready to go if necessary. Chinatown. Now you're playing this right.
It is funny when people say Chinatown.
You're playing this right. The second title, Network.
Jeff.
Who is it, Jeff?
Faye Dunaway.
That's correct. Now you get to attempt to name two more Faye Dunaway films.
Okay. The Thomas Crown Affair.
Remember the one where she's like, no more wire hangers.
Wait, that's...
It's not that one.
That's not that one, no.
No.
That was Norma Ray.
Norma Ray?
No, what? That's
Dirty
that's
Dancing?
That's what it said on their protest signs in Norma Ray, no more wire hangers.
Yeah, that's what they were protesting. They wanted plastic hangers. The wire hangers were getting bent and fucking up their sweaters and coats.
What's your second guess?
My second guess is... What is that fucking...
Just picture
The Postman Faye. Always Rings Twice.
She wasn't in that.
Yeah, the remake.
She wasn't in that one either.
The Postman rang again. It rang for a third
time. The Postman won't stop ringing. They went with Bonnie and Clyde and 3 Days of the Condor.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Couple classics.
Was Faye Dunaway in the first movie I said?
Nope.
The Thomas Crown Affair?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think she was
with Steve McQueen.
The
yeah, I think she was.
Okay.
No, she was in the Pierce Brosnan one.
Oh, she was in the Pierce Brosnan one?
The therapist in that one.
Okay.
And Mommy Dearest.
Yeah.
That's what I
that's
meant.
That's the wire hanger thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got nothing to add to this. I'm sorry, I just don't.
All right. Well, we got Jeff is in the lead with 1 point.
Woo!
Sean and Sean might as well be one person because they've got nothing.
We've got each other.
And Amy's got a lot to prove. So far, we have Natalie Wood and Faye Dunaway, and here's the third round. American Beauty.
Sean S.
Sean S. jumping in early. I like this. What do you say?
Annette Bening?
That is correct.
That's what I got! Sean! So good! So good!
All right, Sean S. What else you got for this is your chance to just walk away with this thing. All you got to do is get one out of three, and you are in business.
Let's go with The American President. And I am
two
totally
more.
Blanking on
two more.
Annette Bening movies.
Two more. Two more.
It's not a two more.
It's not a two more.
Jeez. What's the one she was in with Warren Beatty? Something Beauty? No.
Shh. Boys have a penis and girls have a vagina.
I was so cocksure when I said
Annette. Just in case you didn't.
I am drawing a blank on two more Annette Bening movies. Which
is that from
travesty.
Kindergarten Cuck? So you want to give up?
Yeah, I'll just go with.
I'm excited that you gave up, and I'll tell you why in a second. the movie you mentioned, American President, didn't make the cut. They went with The Kids Are All Right, Mars Attacks, and The Siege.
Damn it.
Yeah, it's weird. You never know what IMDb is going to go with, even though IMDb. So Sean S. and Jeff are tied. They have to go one more round.
Just them.
Get excited, everybody. It's the best way to work off all that calories you're going to have tomorrow is by being excited about this tonight.
Yeah, exercise isn't an option. It's
no,
just this.
No.
This all we have.
Look at anybody's got amazing abs. They also love to laugh. They always have the best sense of humor, people with great abs.
Fabio is hilarious.
Because they're laughing. They're always laughing at everything. All right, so this is Amy and Sean, Sour Patch Sean have to
SPS.
Sit this one out. Yeah, SPS is out.
Why do we have to sit this one out?
They're tie-breaking.
Oh. This is a tie-breaker for just for this game. We got other games. We
can
got
have
plenty
a Jameson
of games.
On the rocks, please, and then I'll sit out.
Yeah, give him a consolation, Jameson on the rocks.
Can I have a Jameson and Ginger?
Give her a possibly about to win Jameson and Ginger. Anybody else?
I'll take a Tito's and soda, please.
Oh, give him a Tito's and soda. Also,
those are all very good
possibly
movies.
About to win. Here we go. The first movie is Bonnie and Clyde. It's just Jeff and Sean S. Does one of you have the nerve to pull the trigger?
Yeah. Sean.
Jeff.
Oh,
Sean.
Jeff is going for it. Who is it, Jeff?
Warren Beatty.
That is correct.
Yeah. You just did Annette Bening, Sean. You idiot.
What a dum-dum.
For fun, Jeff, do you want to guess three more Warren Beatty movies?
Sure.
Go.
Bulworth, Dick Tracy, and The Parallax View.
Bulworth, Dick Tracy, and Reds. Two Reds. Out of three.
Nice.
And of course, Natalie Wood, Faye Dunaway, and Annette Bening were all famously paired up with Warren Beatty in motion pictures over the years. Warren Beatty's new movie, Rules Don't Apply, opened today, and I'm seeing it with my mother tomorrow.
Aww.
That's the mom movie. That's a perfect mom movie.
It is.
She knows all about fucking, I always call him Hugh Hefner, Howard Hughes. Howie Hughes. My mother knows the whole story, and I bet you this movie doesn't have one single bottle with piss in it.
They always gloss over that he bottled up his piss.
No,
He had to make money somehow.
The DiCaprio one had tons of bottles of piss. I don't know where you were during that scene. You probably ran to the bathroom.
That's why I didn't miss it. I went in a bottle.
Message in a bottle. All right, you guys. Let's play another fan favorite. How high can you get? My answer is on a scale of one to so. Right now, I am so high. Oh, look at this.
Thank you, nice lady. What's your name?
Christina,
thank you so much. Let's hear it for Christina.
Thank you, Christina.
She turned to the crowd like a pro, gave him a like, that's right, I'm Christina.
She's got a lot of charisma.
Yeah. Tip all the wait staff here. They always do a great job here at the American Comedy Company. And, you know, if you go to the Communist Comedy Company across town, just remember that you don't have to pay for anything. Just have to get through that long line. What is this? This is a roll of toilet paper. Yeah, no show today, just toilet paper.
In my country, the toilet paper's you. Right? It's just Yakov's.
Thanks, Yakov. Yeah.
Every night.
How High You Get is a game where we get a genre of film or a type of film, or, you know, it's kind of up for interpretation, but we get an idea from somebody in the audience who's been pre-selected, and then we take turns naming movies that only have one word in the title that, you know, pertain to that topic. And then each round, we add a word. So you have to do a one-word movie the first round, then a two-word the second, three-word after that. Everybody has to answer. If you can't think of one, you're out. Who won that last game?
Jeff.
Jeff won. So, Jeff, you go first on this one. Then we'll go to Sean, then Amy, then Sean, then me. And where is Matt_Diamond? In the front row, of course.
Wow. I'm ready to do your taxes. I'm
so
right here,
official.
Doug.
Yeah, he sounded like his agent. I'm right here, Doug.
Doug, you smoked a lot of marijuana earlier today. I'm right here.
I'm here for you, 10%. So what do you do, Matt Diamond?
I'm in sales.
He's in sales. Yeah. Clearly very good at it.
He's with Mudslide Lady.
Yep.
That's why she's doing so well for herself.
Yeah, you can't afford a mudslide unless you know a man who does sales.
That's how it feels.
Mm-hmm. I don't want you to go down as Mudslide Lady. What's your name? What's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah. Right. I just want to be clear. It's not Mudslide.
Mudslide
Let's
Sarah.
Call you Mudslide Sarah, Sour Patch.
Mudslide Sarah. Mudslide Sarah.
Sean, are you hitting on Matt Diamond's girl?
I would never hit on Matt
Diamond. Fucking
Diamond's
Matt
girl.
Diamond sounds gangster. I wouldn't
married?
Do that.
So your name is Sarah Diamond? Jesus
I wanna
Christ.
Call you Mud Slid Sarah. That's what we'll call her.
You're living all my dreams.
It didn't work. It didn't stick.
Mud Slid sounds so gross.
Hello, I'm Sarah Diamond, and I would like a mudslide, please.
Hello, I'm Matt Diamond. I'd like her to pay for it, but we go home together.
My name is Matt. My wife just mudslid. My name is Matt. You got to pick us up. My wife just mudslid. Sarah just mudslid. Are you okay, Sarah? My wife just mudslid. Please, send an ambulance.
Hi, I'm Dustin Diamond. Excuse my brother, Matt. I'll pay for the Uber.
He'll be here next week at the American Comedy Company.
Doug loves movies. Come for the trivia. Stay for the crowd work.
Sorry. I just want to get hired.
Matt, what do you got for us? What?
Holiday movies.
Listen, you son of a bitch. There is a lot. Any holiday or Christmas? Any holiday.
That's fun, though.
I get dibs on Arbor Day murders.
Including, like, Independence Day?
What,
but
why
like
would you,
every holiday? You, like,
yeah, I think that counts as a holiday. We'll have to have little quick debates, but all decisions by me are final. Jeff, start us off.
Elf.
Give us a one-word holiday movie.
Elf.
One word. Sean?
Love Actually.
Okay, what I need from you is a one-word holiday movie.
Oh, I apologize. I thought we were doing an never mind.
Yeah.
Well, damn it, now that foiled my whole thing.
It's something
hold on,
that
hold on.
A lot of people think we're doing, even after I explain.
I apologize.
That everyone has to do a one-word title. Then everyone does two words. Also, it rotates. You're first next round. Yeah, didn't mean to lay that on you during this tender time. Do you have one? A one word?
Halloween.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I just messed up momentarily.
Yeah, no, you're right back on track.
Yeah, right back on the horse, Jeff. You know what they mean?
Yeah, if I were strict, you'd be out already, but you're right on, you're right in there.
That would hurt my feelings.
Armageddon.
Wait.
It's a really big deal.
I gotta accept that. I gotta accept that. I have to accept that.
It's a big deal.
It wasn't. I bet it was a holiday. Whatever fucking day it was, I bet it was a holiday after.
Sure, yeah, the game one, yeah.
It is now.
Right. Shaunus. One word holiday movie. You got this, Shaunus.
I don't know that I do. One word.
We're going to play another game after this, so there's no shame in dropping out.
You got it.
I feel like...
Any holiday, just run through your head all the holidays.
Sabrina takes place over, like, Christmas and New Year's.
Sabrina? I'm not going to give you that.
All right. It does, right? Yeah.
It
does.
That's
a Christmas movie. Yeah, 100%.
All right. Accepted.
Thank you, Amy.
Yeah.
Why are you booing?
Because it's not about Christmas at all. It's like, it's on the two word, you also can't say Die Hard or Lethal Weapon.
Oh, what?
Really?
You're out of your fucking mind. That's crazy. That's crazy. Watch me break the rules. Watch me go against the man. Watch it happen.
Wait, so you're
for
real?
My one word holiday movie, I'm going with Hop. All right, so now, Sean, dare defy me.
Die Hard.
Okay.
Couldn't have said it quicker. Couldn't have said it. Could not have said it quicker.
It's my favorite Christmas movie, it's not Christmas a Christmas movie, been. Really.
Hands down.
All right, Amy.
I'm going to go back to Halloween and say... Sleepaway Camp.
Wait,
that was a mess.
Was it too hard to say Halloween too?
Yes.
Because Sleepaway Camp doesn't count.
No, it's
Sleepaway Camp is a period of time.
Excuse me, what does summer camp feel like? A fucking holiday. Thank you so much.
Why don't you just say Independence Day and not argue?
Yeah, you already brought up Independence Day.
Or Love Actually.
This is your Independence Day, and you go Sleepaway Camp.
Yeah.
It was a massacre movie.
It's a double holiday movie. It's summer and Halloween.
What's your final answer?
Sleepaway Camp.
You're out. I gave her so many chances. Sean?
Groundhog Day.
I don't want to be out.
Groundhog Day isn't a holiday for anybody.
Yes, it is.
Nobody gets the day off.
All right. Independence Day. It's on the calendar. That's the only reason I'm there.
You're going Independence Day?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going Halloween too. Okay. Jeff?
Love Actually.
All right, so Sean, you have to start us off with a three-worder.
Independence Day resurgence.
Oh, okay.
Did that happen on the 4th of July again, though? Is what we're all
it
wondering.
It is in the title, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's called Independence Day, which is a holiday.
I see where you're going with this. I guess I can follow this.
So it has to be a day where everybody gets it off. So April Fool's Day doesn't count. I'll go with New Year's Eve. Huh?
It's kind of a contraction, so I don't know.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is a contraction, and they make things into contractions so that they will form one word.
But also, it's not really a contraction, because the apostrophe is to show ownership. It's New Year's Eve.
Oh, snap
it's
it.
All right, shit.
Now, as smart as that sounded, check out this question. How many words is 200? The number 200, how many words is it? It's two words, right? 200.
There's a holiday movie with the word 200 in it?
Yeah.
Lay it on me.
200 cigarettes.
It's a New Year's Eve movie. Oh, I see what you're saying. That's
Jim Jarmusch movie.
It's a New Year's Eve movie.
It's in numerals, though. It's...
Yeah, it's still three words. Represents three words.
200 cigarettes.
100 and cigarettes.
All right, a little easier. The last holiday.
But you could call 200, since it is numerals. You could call it a two-worder, okay. 200 cigarettes. But whatever.
I mean, there's no debating the last holiday.
Let's just not allow numbers. Jeff, you're out. Sean.
Stop. Well, now I feel like an asshole. I don't want that to be the case.
Oh, okay. Then you're back in.
You didn't fight for me, dick.
We all did. We were begging you to say Independence Day, and you were refusing. You had come up with this idea that having people stay over the night was a holiday.
Nobody at the camp works.
If there's a girl at the camp that's got a dick, it's a holiday.
So the last holiday?
That's your answer?
That's my answer.
That's a good one.
I knew it three times ago, dude. Thank you. Let's go four. Let's get it.
All right, we're going for four.
Is that on me now? Four?
Did you start with three?
It's you, Doug. Or is it...
Who started the threes?
Sean did.
Yeah, I thought you started it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so I start the fours. The fours are with me. I'm going to go with...
It was a Star Wars joke. Huh? See what he did?
Christmas with the Cranks.
My turn.
Yeah.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I don't want to say better, but I want to say right there, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I want to say right on par. That's like if I was a rock star.
Ampersands are not words. You're out.
Oh, well, I have another one.
I have another one.
If not,
we're just so having,
we're
of
just
them
having
are
fun.
Out. Jeff's no, not out.
Yeah,
this isn't professional wrestling. This isn't even fake wrestling. Do you have one, Sean?
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
That was the other one.
Nice. That's two holidays in one. All right, so we're over to you, Jeff, for a five-worder. Five-word holiday movie. I've got mine, if that helps you. You can do
gotta
this.
It's got to be five words?
You can do this. Yes, it has to be five words.
I got a sweet six-worder, but...
Oh, that's going to be great later, maybe.
Well, what if we did this?
What if we had you say a five-word title?
Miracle on 34th Street.
No. No, no,
I'm
no.
I'm playing the numbers. numbers. I was playing the numbers around. Right? You make it work. You make it work for you.
It is a miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah, yeah, that's
a miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah, you're fucking welcome. You're welcome, Jeff.
Yeah. No, you're out. It's the miracle on 34th Street.
Some miracles
happen on 34th Street.
Sean, what do you got?
How the Grinch Stole.
Oh, you mother! You mother!
Nicely done.
Oh, isn't that Dr. Not, Seuss's?
Yes.
I got one. I got one. I got one. I got
not
one.
Not the remake. It wasn't. Was it?
What?
Was it really?
The movie. Yeah. The movie has seven words.
Why? What's the movie?
It's do Dr. we need to get Seuss's. Naked and wrestle?
Dr. Seuss's.
Is that?
Sorry, real? Dude.
All right. I'll take it. If that's what's happening, then I guess another. James,
that's what's going on.
Won't kill me. You know.
Do you want to try something else?
It really doesn't count. Huh? All right, let me give me like 10 seconds. I don't know.
I thought of one, and now I already forgot it because of the whole Dr. Seuss controversy. It's tough. Five is tough. Yeah. It's difficult.
Nah, you know, no, I don't have one. I'm sorry.
Sean S.
Damn it, I've got a 6-5.
Way to call me out, dude. Way to stop the game.
I know. I'm gonna follow you. I'm gonna follow suit. I don't think it actually falls on a holiday, but Live Free or Die Hard.
I don't even want to.
It's called Dr. Seuss's Live Free or Die Hard.
It actually falls on Independence Day.
Is it on Independence
Day? It's on the 4th of July.
I wasn't sure. I wasn't.
Live Free or Die Hard happens on the 4th of July.
I wasn't sure. So, okay.
Because of the 4th of July.
Right. Dog.
Which I think matters here.
Yeah, yeah. At the what comedy club? That's right, Jeff. The American Comedy Club. Company.
I've got a five-word one. It is a wonderful life.
So nobody got it.
Yeah, so five was tough. Five was tough.
There has don't.
But I'm calling Sean S. the winner of that game.
All right. Am I the only one still in?
You lasted the longest.
I thought Jeff was still in.
You were the last one with the right answer.
No, you got it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But who's got a good fiver? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is TV. Get out.
He's got one right here in front. He said it.
You can stay. It's fine.
Someone said The Passion of the Christ.
Literally under my nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wasn't in anymore. I was wrongfully eliminated, or I would have.
We'll have the last drink later.
What's any other ones?
Yeah!
Tyler Perry's A Medea Christmas. I need you to leave as well. I thought this was a white gathering. I thought this was a liberal white gathering.
Downey. Can we focus on that again? Take it, bring the heat on to me, even though I didn't know what I was doing, you know? No big deal. Six words? Anybody got a six word? No big.
I can't believe we didn't say Tyler Perry's boo at three words.
All I want for Christmas?
I'll be home for Christmas. You'll be home for Christmas?
Where are you going?
Who's in that?
Oh,
Jonathan Taylor Thomas? I need you to leave as well.
A New Mom for Christmas, starring Olivia Newton-John from the late 80s, the only major character ever named Amy Miller.
Wow, it's all got to be about you.
And you didn't get a five-word movie. You didn't, it fell on
A New Mom for Christmas.
Yeah, I don't believe that was a theatrical release.
I saw it on my TV, so what's...
There you go, it's because it's TV.
Six words, born on the 4th of July.
That was going to be my six.
That's a good one. Did you know Tom Cruise was born on the 3rd of July?
Oh, a Cancer. That makes sense.
Tom Cruise was hatched, actually. He wasn't born.
Oh, he's a scheme?
I didn't get it. I politely laughed, but I didn't get it.
Because you hatch a scheme.
Oh, sure. Now I get it. Seriously, Facebook.
Yeah, I'll come at you with word jokes sometimes.
It hurt me, man.
All my jokes use words.
I've seen you mime some hilarious shit. Don't you lie about that. Don't you lie about your mime skills.
I got mad mime skills, but I keep that separate.
Is there ever a mime with like a full beard like that? Like a real big bushy beard, but mime face on? I don't think I've seen that.
Paint dripping off of the beard, and they're like, oh, sorry.
What makes you think that just because I have a beard that I don't know how to paint my face up like the other mimes? I just put my face into paint, and I was like, is this right, fellas? Dipping it in, shaking around. Is this right? Do I look like a mime now?
You look like a lunatic when you're doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty of juggalos with beards.
I once went to an ICP concert in high school, paid my own money to go, so no big deal.
You mentioned this earlier.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I love talking. That's the only reason that I started stand-up, so I could talk about ICP. I was in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I was a juggalo. I worked at Hy-Vee, the grocery store. We got another game or no? Huh? What's that? Yeah, dude.
Yeah, we do have another game. As soon as you're done with this, I'll get into it.
I'm going to bet Doug has a plan.
I was waiting on you. You're not waiting on me.
It stands for Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, my God.
The bands that opened were Twisted in Misery.
Twisted. I'm a juggalette.
So Sean's going first in our last and final game of the night, and it's going to be a round of Last Man Stanton. And
of course.
A dude wrote to me on Twitter today saying that things are tight and he can't afford a ticket to the show tonight, but he's got a great name for Last Man Stanton. So I wrote back to him and said, well, send it to me, while the show is in progress, so I can't see it ahead of time. And then I'll look it up, and that's the name I'll play. And here's what, let me give you his Twitter name, Carne Voodoo. Carne Voodoo.
Sounds like he's been to an ICP.
Somebody knows
show.
Him? You know Carne Voodoo?
Yeah.
And he really couldn't afford a ticket?
Yeah.
And he has shitty friends that wouldn't buy him a ticket?
You guys couldn't scare up $30 between
well,
a lot of you?
I don't know. He said things were tight. That could mean anything.
Right. Maybe he can't get into his wallet because it's so tight.
Or he's having a way tighter time right now. And didn't invite any of those losers.
Hey, you want to go to Doug Loves Movies? Nah, things are tight. I'm good where I'm at.
Nah, shit's tight tonight. You guys have fun, though.
I'll tell you what. I've always wanted to hear strangers list Annette Bening movies, though, so I'll tweet at them.
So he suggests that we play Tommy Lee Jones. Tommy Lee Jones. So that's what we're stuck with. And I'm going to play along, of course. And Sean, you start us off. TLJ. And each of you gets one lifeline. You can go to the person whose name tag you picked once. But if you miss, you're out. And
Ashuali,
this is for all the marbles.
Think of a deep cut, Ashuali. Deep cut.
The Fugitive.
I like it. Amy?
It's like the only one I can think of right now. Krista.
Yeah, whatever she says.
Krista!
Might help us. What's that?
Yeah, I know, but it seems easy when you're out there, but we get nervous up here.
She's doing the right thing.
Fuck! You're so right.
You want to go with Men in Black?
Doug, without any assistance, I would like to say a very obvious answer, which is Men in Black.
Men in Black. Michael Ian Black, good. Sean Jordan.
Double Jeopardy.
Double Jeps. I like it. Jeff.
Not a big deal.
U.S. Marshals.
Hey.
Okay. That's fun that you guys are a couple of show-offs, but I'm just going to say Men in Black 2. Sean?
Men in Black 3.
That's how this game is played.
Yeah. I couldn't figure out which sequel to take off the table first, so I did U.S. Marshals.
I didn't know that he was in both of those. All right. Honest, I thought he was not in one of them.
All right, why don't you guys start an excuses club?
I woke up kind of hungry today. So like, my blood sugar was low. I was like, oh, your brain's not really going. The blood's not flowing, you know?
All right, Amy, did any of those help trigger other ideas? Fugitive, Double Jeopardy?
Nighttime in Mississippi.
U.S. Marshals? Nighttime in Mississippi?
Yeah, you guys seen that? Super good. Tommy Lee Jones crushed it.
Sounds perfect. Oh, it sounds like a Tommy Lee Jones.
Sally Jesse Raphael. It's only for people with three names. Jonathan Taylor Thomas is in it. Sarah Jessica Parker. And they're just having a night in Mississippi. It was so fun. No, I don't know anymore.
Okay, thank you, Amy.
My mind is blank.
I mean, yeah, it's tough. It's a fucking rough one, Tommy
yeah.
Lee Jones.
Yeah.
American icon, Tommy Lee Jones. Actually, what do you have? Where you at?
What do you got out there, Lifeline? There she is. She's Thank going you. Lincoln.
You guys were writing down a whole bunch of stuff, too. I wish there was a way for me to look at that list, but I can't do it. I can't do it.
Do you want to go with Lincoln?
Yeah. Lincoln.
Lincoln
also.
Is correct.
Ashley, thank you. I'm sorry that I'm going to lose the prize bag for you, but, you know.
JFK.
Oh, finally.
Nice.
Finally, JFK is appropriate.
Lee Harvey Oswald was also in Nighttime in Mississippi.
Tommy Lee Harvey Oswald.
I'm going to go with No Country for Old Men. Jonas.
That was the one I was sitting on. Curmudgeon, the old man role.
Fuck.
The Mechanic 2.
What? Is that legit?
Yeah, the Jason Statham movie?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones is in it? Oh, full title, oh, you sons of bitches.
The Mechanic Retool.
That's a great title, but...
That can't be
is
the
that
title.
That's incorrect? The Mechanic 2?
I'm sure it's just The Mechanic 2.
Yeah. Oh, Resurrection is in there? I would have never known that.
I'm out.
All right. He's pulling himself out. Every time everybody tries to pull him back in, he pulls himself out.
Okay.
You're right. It is a resurrection. You're right.
All right. So it's my turn then?
No. No.
Wait, what?
What?
Whose turn is it?
Yeah, it's yours.
It's my turn.
Oh, it's Doug's turn. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry.
No. We're still going this way, right?
We're going this way.
Because you didn't
way.
Know country. And then I was
Sean's turn. Sorry.
Sour Patch Sean.
Thank you. SPS.
Why don't we just let him go the way that everybody's so stoned except for me?
Wait, you were fighting
is there,
it.
Is there? I know. I just is it?
You just said everyone's so stoned except for me, and you were the one advocating going the other direction, the incorrect way.
I'm not stoned.
Is it? He's a. Is it Man of the House?
That's correct.
Yeah. That's the one I was thinking of. Son of a bitch.
Good
oh,
job,
I didn't
buddy.
Use my lifeline.
All right. Thank God.
What do you thank God? That was you were going
to No, say. I like Tommy Lee Jones, and I got like 40 more, and I didn't want it to be over yet.
Dan, I'm sorry I didn't go to you.
Well,
I apologize.
That doesn't make me happy.
Jeff.
You make me happy.
Aw.
You got 40 of them. Say
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Rolling Thunder.
Rolling Thunder?
Yeah.
Did you hear the applause?
Notice how nobody...
It's great. It's not my fault these people haven't seen that great movie.
More like Knolling Thunder.
William Devane is in it, and the guy who played Roscoe in The Dukes of Hazzard.
How about I say Man of the House again?
I'm sorry. All right, my turn. Coal Miner's Daughter.
Oh, no, I'm out.
Out, yeah. Sean.
Sorry, Dan, I forgot to use you as a lifeline.
Oh.
Can I?
Did you have one?
Can I use
it? Oh, he had one.
Can the other Sean use?
Sorry.
No.
Other Sean's lifeline? No. We got the same name. All right, I'm out.
Why would anyone think that'd be all right?
I mean, because we have the same name. All right, I'm out.
Oh, that's why? Because you have the same name? Yeah, go ahead. No, I'm kidding.
You had a tiny window to yell at before he could.
Such a small window. I tried to close it quickly. Sean S. is... you've already used your lifeline once? Sean J.
Now with all these questions, you must be feeling a little under siege.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Perfect. I was feeling under siege. I'm glad you... But anyway, do you have a Tommy Lee Jones movie you can name?
No,
I'm
out.
So cool that you were nice to me for a second.
I'm out.
No. All right, so it's just me and Jeff.
Yeah.
Playing first at 2 points, right?
No, not tonight. People got to go get their turkeys on. Got to start cooking. I wish this game could go on and on and on. I wish it could be like Batman Forever.
Nice pull.
Man, whenever you end a sentence with a movie title that he's in, the audience erupts like a volcano.
So good. So good.
I am so sorry, Dane.
Oh, you bastard. I think it's time to tap.
Ooh. Wait, was he in a movie called Tap?
Time to Tap. It was a story of some dancers.
Oh, man. Are you lost in the Valley of Elah?
Oh.
Are you one of the missing? Maybe
you gotta keep doing it.
Are you one of the hunted? Did somebody say that yet?
Yeah. Are you one of the hunted in the Valley of Elah? Maybe I could get the homesman to come with me.
The homesman, that's a good one.
We're Tommy Lee Jones in for one more, Jeff.
I've only heard four.
Was he ever a voice in an animated thing?
That voice. He's not going to use that voice. You don't get... The Tommy Lee Jones effect involves eyebrows and the whole thing. Like, you can't just... Like, the voice by itself is not good. It needs the eyebrows.
What's the one with Meryl Streep and Steve Carell? What's that called? I wanted to say Hope Floats, but that's not it.
So is the game over? Am I out of my mind?
Oh, no, that one is called... That one is called Hope Springs.
Hope Springs. God damn it.
Yeah.
Jeff Taze is our winner, everybody.
Is it called Black Moon Rising or Bad Moon Rising? The one where he's like a criminal. It's like sci-fi. Black Moon Rising?
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore. The game is over.
I don't care.
That sounds like a good Tommy Lee Jones movie.
Let's give the prizes to the person you were playing for, Jeff. Who is that again?
Julia.
Julia, come get your stuff. Lots of stuff. And go ahead, Jeff, after you give her that... I thought she was going to come all the way to me. I didn't know you were going to do that. So now you have to do it again.
Okay.
And then there you go.
And now get back to your microphone and start telling us your plugs. Why'd you give the name tag back? Oh, because the shithead came off. Nice. All the shitheads come off.
Minneapolis this Friday and Saturday, the 25th and 26th at the Comedy Corner Underground. I'm making a new album. Yes. Then December 1st.
Thank you. Woo!
December 1st, I'm in Shreveport. December 2nd, I'm in Lafayette, both Louisiana. December 3rd, I am in Houston. JustAnotherClown.com. Buy all my shit.
Woo! I will.
Thank you, Jeff Tate. Sean Jordan, what do you got to plug, buddy?
Buy all of Jeff's shit. And also, if you know anybody in Portland, or if you're going to be in Portland on December 9th, go to the Secret Society. I'll be doing a show, and I'm going to film it for something maybe cool. So I need people there. So that's the only thing. December 9th, Portland, Oregon, Secret Society. Fly there. It's a short flight from here.
Get a flight.
The only people that are going to hear this are in this room. Okay, good.
Fuck yeah, Doug. I'll see you there.
This was a private Doug Loves Movies.
It's a secret.
So all of your plugs have to, everyone here has to come to all these other cities to see you guys.
Absolutely fine with that.
We find out they all work for like a Pepsi bottling company. We're like, oh, it's a company
group.
You
guys don't want to go to Portland? It'd be tight. And then, where were you going?
Thanks, Sean. Amy Miller, what do you got to plug?
Well, I have an album coming out, Doug.
Yay!
Thanks so much for asking.
What's it called?
My first album. It's called Solid Gold, and it's out Black Friday. I don't know when this is airing, but it's out Friday, November 25th. You can get it on iTunes, killrockstars.com, my website, Amy Miller Comedy. And then you can also get a pillowcase that has my face on it, and it says, I'm sleeping with Amy Miller. Which is also good for your lonely holiday nights.
Thank you, Amy Miller. Sean Sakamai, you don't have dates to plug necessarily.
Do you're everything not... they said. If you want to yell at me on Twitter, I'm at SnapTheJap. It's not racist because it's about me.
Sounds like
you could call yourself a Jap.
Right.
Like I'm a big Jap.
Right, exactly.
Oh, wait, you
Jewish
can call yourself
American
those
princess.
Words?
Still doesn't work. It still doesn't work. Yeah. We should start a thing to get him to change his name.
I just report him to Twitter every time he tweets at me.
Is that why I'm getting those emails?
There's a very offensive Jap on Twitter. How dare he tell me to snap him?
My granddad freaks out every time he sees it come across my mentions. He's like, not another one.
Also, though, our thoughts are with Japan after the tsunami. What are you groaning
serious?
For? I tried to say
bar.
Something nice in case they're listening going, why the fuck are they making Jap jokes? Yeah. We're dying over here. Right? San Diego doesn't care.
Sean Diego.
Was there another tsunami?
Did someone say a four-footer? Put on your full suit.
AmyMillerComedy.com. Please go buy my album. Comes out Friday. I'm sending 15% of all the proceeds to Japan.
I love Japan. It's my favorite of all the Japans. It's the Jappiest one.
Come on.
Apologies to Jeff Tate for not making Short Circuit an answer tonight. If you haven't heard last night's show, that doesn't make any sense. And
apology accepted.
Oh, well, thank you. And Doug Loves Movies is back at Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles on Monday night, December 5th. One more time for all of my guests, Jeff Tate, Sean Jordan, Amy Miller, and Sean Sakamai. I have a feeling we'll see Sean Sakamai at the
maybe Sean Jordan too at the big Christmas show in LA. And I don't even know what order to say these shitheads in, because it's such a topsy-turvy world right now, and these are some really hard-hitting, these are some really intense shitheads, you guys. I don't want to bum anybody out, but thank you to the American Comedy Company. Thank you to the Endangered Bald Eagle. Thank you to people who put Christmas lights on their signs. And you can don't feel free to come up on stage and grab your sign back if we still have it up here. And thank you to all of you for coming out the night before Thanksgiving. Have a great Thanksgiving. And as always, deep fried turkeys are a shithead. Making left turns in Los Angeles is a shithead. And untangling Christmas lights is a shithead.